Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
This is the 2026 reorganization meeting of Mansfield Township Committee. This meeting is being held in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act because adequate notice of this meeting has been provided by notifying the Daily Record and the www.newjersey.com and by posting notice of such meeting in the municipal building and by filing of said notice with the township clerk of the Township of Mansfield. Formal action may be taken at this meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Here.
Mr. Connolly.
Here.
Mr. Hayes.
Here.
Mr. McGinnis.
Here.
Mr. Waters.
Here. Please join me in salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, certification and oath of office to newly elected committee members.
A statement of the determination of the Board of County Canvassers relative to an election held in the County of Warren on the fourth day of November in the year of our Lord 2025 for the election of Mansfield Township Committee. The said board does determine that the above-mentioned election, Michael Ballard, was elected by the majority of the votes cast. I do certify that the foregoing is a true and correct statement of the determination of the Board of Canvassers therein mentioned as relates to the office of Mansfield Township Committee therein mentioned. It witness whereof I have unto set my hand and cause the seal of the County of Warren to be affixed this 24th day of November in the year of our Lord 2025. Robert Steed, Chairman of the Board of County Canvassers. A statement of the determination of the Board of County Canvassers relative to an election held in the County of Warren on the fourth day of November in the year of our Lord 2025 for the election of Mansfield Township Committee. The said board does determine that at the above mentioned election, Glenn McGinnis was elected by the majority of the votes cast. I do certify that the foregoing is a true and correct statement of the determination of the Board of Canvassers therein mentioned as relates to the office of Mansfield Township Committee therein mentioned. In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and caused the seal of the County of Warren to be affixed this 24th day of November in the year of our Lord 2025. Robert Steed, Chairman of the Board of County Canvassers.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have the two members. Which member would you like to swear in first?
Mr. Ballard, just going by alphabet.
Would you like to hold the Bible?
Sure.
Okay. Freshman, you want to hold the Bible, please?
I, Michael Ballard.
I, Michael Ballard.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And the governments established in the United States.
And the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
Justly perform.
All the duties of the office of Township Committee Person.
All the duties of the Township Committee Person.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Have a seat. I'm going to steal your phone.
No problem.
You ready?
Do you want to hold the Bible?
Good, Judy.
Of course.
Okay. Here, how about that? There you go. I, Glenn McGinnis.
I, Glenn McGinnis.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
The Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. And the governments established in the United States.
And the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
Justly perform.
Justly perform.
All the duties of the office of Township Committee Person.
All the duties of the office of the Township Committee Person.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
I got a little picture for you two guys. I'll email it to you.
Okay, well, now have the election of the mayor and the oath of office. I entertain a motion in that regard.
Make the motion to appoint Joe Woodridge, mayor.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mr. Waters.
Yes.
I state your name.
I, Joseph Waters.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And the governments established in the United States.
And the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of the office of township mayor.
All the duties of township mayor.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm wondering, it's on.
Thank you, folks. Here we go again.
Make us proud.
We'll now have the election of deputy mayor and oath of office. I'll hear a motion.
Nominate Ron Hayes.
Do I have a second?
Second, I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes.
I state your name.
I, Ronald Hayes.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same.
And allegiance to the same.
And the governments established in the United States.
And the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties of the office of township deputy mayor.
All the duties of the office of the township deputy mayor.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. Thank you.
The clerk will now read the pay-to-play statute.
In accordance with the pay-to-play statute, NJSA 1944A-20.7, criteria has been established and the qualifications of each appointee have been evaluated and nominations have been made based upon determination that the person named best meets the criteria. Township Attorney, Michael B. Lavery of Lavery, Savaggi & Cohen, 1-year term expiring 12/30/2026. Township Engineer, Boswell Engineering, 1-year term expiring 12/31/2026. Township Auditor, Samuel Klein & Company, 1-year term expiring 12/31/2026. Township Financial Advisor, Phoenix Advisors, 1-year term expiring 12/31/2026. Township Bond Counsel, Gibbons PC, 1-year term expiring 12/31/2026. Township Conflict Attorney, Robert B. McBriar of Schneck, Price, Smith & King, 1-year term expiring 12/31/2026. Information Technology Services, Ms. Faccia Consulting, 1-year term expiring 12/31/2026. Stormwater Management Services, Aqualis, 1-year term expiring 12/31/2026.
I'll entertain a motion to approve these professionals for a 1-year term.
I'll make the motion.
Second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. I'll now entertain a motion for municipal court appointments. One for Norman Albert, prosecutor, one-year term.
I'll make a motion approved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. I entertain a motion to nominate municipal defender Donald Farino.
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. I'll entertain a motion to approve Carol McKevitt as aging representative, Office of the Aging.
Make a motion approved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. I entertain a motion to approve Carol McKevitt as Senior Citizens Coordinator.
Make a motion.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. I entertain a motion to approve Joanne Fasinelli as Recycling Coordinator and Clean Communities Coordinator.
Make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. I'll entertain a motion to approve Joseph Waters as the Warren County Solid Waste Advisory Council.
Make a motion to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. I'll entertain a motion to appoint Paul Tarlow as a representative to the Musconetcon Watershed Council.
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. I'll entertain a motion to appoint James McMeekin as alternate representative for the Musconetcon River Management Council.
Make a motion approved.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. Okay, now I entertain a motion for the appointments to the Land Use Board of Bob Jewell, Class 2, 2026 expiration, Brett Connolly, 1 year, Class 1, Ron Hayes, Class 3, William Waters, Class 4, Casey Harrington, alternate, 2026, Tom Woodhauer, expiration 2027, John Pappas, 27, and Anthony Cifarelli, 26.
Make a motion approved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Abstain.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. Okay, I entertain a motion to approve Ruth Pante to expire 2027.
Make a motion.
Second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. I entertain a motion to appoint Brian Bigham.
I just have a question.
Term of 1 year.
The website says chairman. Is it the director or chairman for this committee?
I believe the code says director.
Okay, well, the website needs to be fixed then.
Okay.
So for Brian, it says director?
Yeah, it says chairman on the website.
Oh.
So I was confused. I thought it was two different positions.
Make the necessary correction if needed.
Thank you.
Make a motion approved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Waters.
Yes. Okay, I entertain a motion to appoint members to the Open Space Committee. We have Mike Ballard, 1 year term. He's from the Township Committee. The other ones, the 27s, are already on, am I correct? They don't need to be appointed, or they do need to be?
They do need to be appointed.
Okay, so we have Matt Wilgus, Glenn Todd for 2027, and we have two vacant for 2026. Three, actually. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard.
Yes.
Mr. Connolly.
Yes.
Mr. Hayes.
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis.
Yes.
Mayor Ward.
Yes. Okay, at this time, I'll open the public portion. Anyone from the public have anything to say this evening? Yes, sir. Mike? Name and address?
Michael Mizzatino, 8 Walter Terrace, Mansfield. Well, two questions, real quick, since I know we're only given a few minutes. Is there any initiative by the township to raise taxes or spend surplus on removing dead trees?
We spent $15,000 so far. That's what all we could budget at the end of the year.
Is this initiative townwide, or is it pointed to, like, if a tree comes down, the town removes?
No.
We had a crew. We had a crew that went out, and we paid them for 3 days, full crew, and what they take 68 trees, and that was all in areas where they were a danger, on the roads, on the wires, different situations, but it was all over town.
Okay, so there's no townwide initiative. It's just certain areas where they're a danger.
We tried to pick out the ones that we could take down now with the money that we had on hand.
Okay. Is this ongoing, like year by year, to sort of review other areas, or was that just a one-time thing?
We haven't discussed it yet this year.
Okay. Pretty impressed by how quick this reorg went compared to others I was on. but I noticed going through everything, there's only one item, the land use board. The new committee person abstained, and is that just indecision, conflict of interest? Is there any relation in here?
Or that's a matter for him to decide why he wants to do that. So could be a number of things.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing none, close the public portion. Proclamation. Who's reading that? Ron?
I can do it. National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day 2026 Proclamation. Whereas on January 9th, 2026, partnering with an organization in support of law enforcement officers nationwide promote National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, LEAD. And whereas law enforcement officers have a difficult and sometimes dangerous public service career in the pursuit of keeping individuals safe and secure, and whereas the inherent nature of law enforcement exposes law enforcement officers to criticism, often unjustified, leading some to adopt sweeping negative views of law enforcement officers, and whereas it is important for the public to understand that despite such criticism, an overwhelming majority of law enforcement officers are valuable civil servants who risk their lives and well-being striving to apply the laws of our government fairly and equally, and whereas you can show your support a number of ways. Wear blue clothing in support of law enforcement, send a card of support to your local police department, share a story about a positive law enforcement experience on social media, ask children in the community to write letters in support of law enforcement, participate in Project Blue Light, proudly display your blue light in support of law enforcement. Most importantly, if you see a police officer, thank the police officer. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed, the Township of Mansfield, on behalf of all Township Mansfield residents, wish to express formally their appreciation to the members of the Township of Mansfield Police Department for the job they do in keeping our residents safe and our town a desirable place to live. Proclaim this day, January 7th, 2026.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, at this time, we'll open the public portion again for the consent agenda. Anyone have any questions in regards to the consent agenda? Seeing none, I'll close the public portion. Entertain a motion to approve 2020, 1-2026.
Mr. Mayor, I would like to remove or vote separately on item 018. I would not like to separate that out from the rest of the items on the consent agenda, the resolution authorizing healthcare waiver, health coverage waiver.
For?
I just want to vote on that separately. I don't support that one, but I support everything else on the list.
You understand what it is, right?
I understand what it is, and I...
You know, by state law, am I correct? We have to, am I right, Joanne?
Yes.
By state law, that's what we have to do.
But by state law, I don't have to vote in favor?
Well, you can just abstain when we run through it.
I can vote against it. I'm entitled to vote against it.
Okay, so you want us to cut it out so you can vote?
Correct. I just want it removed from the rest of the list. I'll vote for the rest of the list, but not that item.
I entertain a motion in regards to 01-2026 through 17, skipping 18, 19 through 32.
I'll make such a motion?
Wait a minute, 20. There are no numbers in the middle there. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. 32. Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard?
Yes.
Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. Hayes?
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis?
Yes.
Mayor Waters?
Yes. Now entertain a motion to approve 18-2026.
Make a motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Ballard?
Yes.
Mr. Connolly?
No.
Mr. Hayes?
Yes.
Mr. McGinnis?
Yes.
Mayor Waters?
Yes. Okay, committee person comments? Anyone have any comments to make this evening?
I have one. It sounds like a whiny criticism, and it's not meant to be, Wendy, but our website needs greater attention from our IT consultant. So this meeting doesn't even appear on the calendar on our website. Last month's last meeting didn't appear. It's still running on the calendar. So I know it's an automated system, makes it easier to manage. But in this day and age, all the meetings, especially this meeting, should be on the calendar.
Actually, there was a reminder on there because it wasn't on, it didn't appear on the calendar because it's coincided to a different date than what the normally ones are that are populated. So there was a notice that was in the middle of the homepage that was a separate article for this meeting. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that after I looked around, and I had a township resident contact me wondering if he missed the meeting because it's not obvious. So the way we're managing that website, we just need greater attention to it. It's the only place people can go in the town to get information.
No, I know that.
We don't have a Facebook page. We don't, you know, if we can't manage our own website, then any discussion about other social media platforms seems kind of putting the cart before the horse in my mind. And it's 2026, so everything needs to be on that website, all township records that are public, I think. But I, it just, I, even myself, like, the December meeting, I wasn't sure of the date. I had to call around because I just could not find it. And that's, you know, so that's just...
If you have any concerns or suggestions, you can certainly speak with the IT guy.
Yeah, well, maybe we can. Again, I don't want to, it should not be complicated. Like, we knew the meeting was going to occur because it was elsewhere on the website. It's just not on the actual calendar.
Yeah, but if nobody tells him what they do or don't like, he doesn't know.
Yeah, I understand.
So you tell him. That's why you're here now.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Well, I raised it last month, and I, but I'll get in contact with him directly, I guess, now that we've reappointed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
It's actually, it's not our IT consultant that manages our website. We have a different professional that manages our website. It's not Ms. Spaccia. It's Scott Gaskill.
Scott Gaskill.
Okay. Whoever, it just needs to be fixed. That's my issue.
Frankly, I'm not a fan of our website. I think it's very outdated and antiquated. But it was in place before I got here, and it is what is preferred.
Well, maybe we should investigate a better platform going forward because it, you know, again, it's the only tool this town has.
I totally...
And I'm not big on spending a bunch of effort creating a bunch of other vehicles that very few people look at. This is the only place you can go for this agenda, for a lot of items. It just needs to be more professional, that's all. So if you have some ideas to make it better, I'm all ears.
I would go, if it was up to me personally, I would go with Civic Plus, which is a different platform altogether. However, it is obviously more costly than what Mr. Gaskill charges us, I'm sure. I don't have a figure, obviously, but I know from previous experience that it is more expensive, but you get what you pay for.
Well, I think that's correct. And if you need help or something, I'll volunteer to help investigate options for us and bring it back to the committee to review. But it's a small thing, but, you know, we don't want to put out a newsletter or a newspaper or anything. We need a place that people can go and trust that all the relevant information is there. And I don't think it's all there now because I just too often I'm missing something, you know? We have committees like are on there. We haven't had minutes posted since 2016.
That's because I don't believe those committees have met.
Since 2016.
Since COVID, they haven't met.
Since 2016.
I don't know how long ago it was.
Yeah, or 2018, I think, for open space. There isn't anything updated on that page.
Because they haven't.
They haven't had a meeting.
They haven't met.
Well, then I'll maybe we should discuss whether we need that committee. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If they're not meeting for that many years, it seems like a kind of a waste of organization. But I don't want to go down that road today. But it's just, I'd be very supportive, Wendy, if you need help investigating options. Let's do that. Let's just fix it, make it modern.
Brent, things are always a work in progress.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up here.
That's fine.
So, perfect. You know, I can't imagine, Mike, you're not going to disagree with that. So
I don't disagree.
Yeah, so we should probably just look at that. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes.
This is not public portion, Mike. Committee person comments.
It just seemed to be part of the agenda, but I was curious.
Committee person comments. Thank you.
I have a question. In years past at Rework, we've always done a closed, open for Board of Health and closed again. Is that something we have to do again?
We haven't done that since I've been here, and it wasn't done in a couple of years prior.
Okay, but I remember doing it. It was Board of Health, right?
Yeah, we spoke about that tonight, and she said it wasn't
okay.
Something
okay.
That we did anymore. Anyone else?
That's it.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to close the member comments.
To adjourn?
I'll make a second motion to adjourn.
You adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
If you could just roll up that with the office.
Everybody, good to see you.
Get it back to me. If you should blood. When you get a chance.
May I have a seat?
There you go.
Yes.
Screw this up.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Filling out directly.